Now, former Gauteng Health MEC, Dr. Bandile Masuku, and presidential spokesperson Kusela Diko are to face a disciplinary process over the multi-million rand personal protective equipment tender, where the African National Congress in Gauteng on, I think that was Wednesday, they said that the disciplinary committee would decide if the duo should remain in the provincial executive committee. Masuku, his wife, Loiso, and Diko were hauled before the party's integrity committee that was in July. That was over a 1 million rand tender issued by the health department to Dika's husband. The couples are family friends. Now, to tell us more about this story, we are joined on air now by EWN reporter Tidi Madia. Tidi, good afternoon. How's it going?
I'm very good, Abungile. How are you?
I'm excellent. Tidi, I'll tell you know, I've been watching this develop, and I'm not going to lie. At some point, you know, when this first broke, I had this biased imagination or vivid imagination in my head that, oh, here we go again. They're going to get sent off. They're going to come back. It's going to be a slap on the wrist. And Bob, your uncle, they are shipped to another department once again. I suppose, Sidi, this seems to be far from that.
Look, we are still in this process. You know, part of my frustration as a journalist is the ANC keeps shifting the goalposts. You know, you keep kicking this ball. Where are we going? What is the end game? What do you want? So we're waiting. And I suspect that even for the people at the center of the scandal, they're waiting. There is no end in sight. Right now, the ANC has now said to them this morning, you're going to go before a disciplinary committee. I must say the third person in the saga, who's Loiso Masuku, the MMC in the city of Johannesburg, she's now been told she can go back to work. There is nothing, no findings really, that compels them to take further action against her, whilst two reports compel the ANC to look further into Kusela Diko's behavior as well as Dr. Bandile Masuku.
Having listened to the many conversations that are out there, you know, you read the media publications and all of that, I sort of get the sense that this is not Andile Masuku alone and Kusela Diko alone. This seems to be this talk of the couples are friends. Is that, you know, perhaps an unfair advantage towards those that are accused? Or, I don't know, in what sort of weird way would that work for them in these processes?
Yeah, I mean, their friendship has always kind of sort of been part and parcel of the story. I myself discovered that Loiso Masuku and the chief, Madzikani Diko, were business partners in a company that they took over just after the 2019 elections. I'm not sure if this has advantaged them in any way in terms of the matter being looked at. I think that the matter has been complicated because they have a lot of webs, if you may, within the PEC itself. You hear that Kusela and the Secretary General, the Provincial Secretary rather, are former partners. You know, they share a child. So there's lots of weird webs amongst them. So that's made this even more complicated in dealing with it for the ANC itself.
And so when we look to the future of these proceedings, what can or what more can we expect? I suppose you don't have a crystal ball, but we need to look to the future. What can we expect?
We must expect something from the disciplinary committee. They don't have the charges set out as yet, but there'll be charges that are put before the two PEC members, so we must expect something there. The Premier, who's also the chairperson of the ANC, has been told by the PEC, you need to find a replacement MEC. If you remember, David Makula did not want to replace Bandile Masuku, saying that he wanted to wait it out, you know, wait for the finalized SIU report. They said, no, you can't do that. There's been a lot of instability at the health department for a really long time, and now it cannot continue running without an MEC, without a chief financial officer. Those things need to come into place. So what I can tell you is that we must expect some appointments at the health department, and we must expect some outcome from the disciplinary committee of the ANC. Whether this will mean that the two are suspended or expelled from being members of the ANC, you know, we have to wait to see. As you said earlier, we often find that they're given new lease of life within the party.
And that leads to my next question. We've often seen that in the ANC, when a political figure, let's put it like that, is in trouble with those that are high within the organization and they are given a hiding or sent away. I mean, we've seen this with Andile Lungisa out in PE, that when they come back or when they go in or wherever they go, they usually have a support. We haven't seen this for Masuku and Diko. Does that perhaps say anything towards them and the ANC?
I think that they have support. There's been a lot of back and forth within the movement. The louder voice within the ANC in Gauteng has obviously been the one calling for the two to be removed from their government roles and from the PEC, but they have support. I think that because you haven't seen marches, which is what you'll see if you look at characters like Ace Makashule or Jacob Zuma, that speaks to their politics. Their politics, these people's politics in this province, are not designed that way. In Gauteng, you seldom see people with placards marching down the streets saying they support so-and-so. But if you speak to the members of the party, they'll engage you and they'll tell you, we don't agree because of ABCD or we agree because of this. They are quite vocal. If you engage with them, they just don't do the business of marching down the streets on that basis.
And Sidi, before I let you go, anyone who's anyone will tell you that I like reaching. I'm a conspiracy theorist, if he would like. There was one statement, I forgot who mentioned this, but it was not someone important, but someone who said that, you know, in some organizations, sheep with no teeth live long and prosper, and yet lambs are culled young. Is there such a rhetoric that you are picking up as things are going on?
That sheep without teeth live longer.
Yeah, so sheep without teeth live longer, and yet lambs are culled young. So those sheep that should, in fact, be moving out...
Are allowed to stay.
Yeah. And then, you know, the lambs that should be nurtured to grow and
rise into power.
You know, is there sense of. Yeah.
Sorry, I mean, that's an old age debate in the ANC. A lot of the so called, they see themselves as youthful, but really they're in their 40s and 50s. They're agitating to lead because the people in power are in their 60s and 70s. So, absolutely, that dynamic is part and parcel of the ANC story and part of the difficulty around Kusela Diko and Bandile Masuku, because these are the stars, you know. These are the futures of the ANC, the good futures. So they've been positioned as the anointed ones. If you speak to some of the members, they say, oh, but those two are the anointed ones, you know. There's a bright future for the health MEC. He's a dedicated... So there is that. And even amongst the youth themselves, they're going to tear each other apart for positions. But there is an argument of a generational debate. It will continue. I think as they proceed towards the 2022 elective conference, younger people want to see themselves leading in top structures of the party. So that absolutely exists in the ANC.
As I run out of time, CD, I would like to find out from you. I mean, we've been looking at this from all angles, but you are in the thick of it. Is there anything perhaps that we should be aware of around this that we are not yet aware of?
But it's always a game of balancing forces, and that don't ever, ever, I think it's a game of balancing forces all the time, and never, ever write off people who are in national structures having interest in things happening in the provinces, because part of what's happening, they spoke about media leaks, and part of the reason why this happened is because there was a fake statement that was sent out supposedly by somebody who's at national level, so there's a lot of movement. So there's always interest in what happens, even in the smaller spaces. So never, ever remove this from the broader picture of the battle for power within the ANC. Everything that happens, be it about corruption and governance, as it plays out and how the party deals with it, speaks to where the party wants to go and the politics ahead of 2022.
Ah, lovely. Sidi, thank you so very much for joining us on the show for that discussion.